Margaret in Mississippi. And AFR is the only station I listen to for the news. This is my news source because I know you're Christian-based, and I can trust you. And I enjoy all of the preachers and the commentators and everyone that speaks, and look forward to Learning University on Fridays. I enjoy everything about AFA. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like so.
Hello there, friends, and welcome to the last afternoon of Sherathon. I'm so excited to be joining you today. I am here. I really want to thank my co-host today, Wesley Wildman, who is my official wingman during Sherathon, and Tony Vitaliano, who co-hosted for me yesterday. It takes a lot to keep me away from Sherathon. I usually like to go to headquarters and be in the middle of the action and hear all kinds of listener testimonies like you just heard from precious Margaret from Mississippi. Margaret, if you're listening, hello out there. Thank you so much for giving us your testimony. But most of you know, if you're my regular listener during the Dr. Nurse Mama Hour, you know that as a professor, my primary lens of scholarship, my primary area of work is actually in anti-human trafficking advocacy. I've been working in the space for about 15 years, and this week I'm actually at an international conference presenting some of the work that I've been doing, especially in schools for the last 2 years, to help equip schools to respond to kids who are at risk for being trafficked or being abused and exploited in other ways. And that is a work that is so close to my heart. And so just know that I'm not there in person. I have a good reason. I have a written excuse. Okay, I don't have a written excuse, but I'll get one. Wesley, would you write me a note to excuse me from Sherathon?
I actually have a pen right now. Now, it's not going to be on any official paper, but I will one on this blank sheet of paper, and then I'll take a picture of it, and then I'll send it to you for you to email back in. How about that?
Okay, you know what? If Walker will accept that, I will take it. Okay, I'm looking at your mug, Wesley, online. Yeah. John Wesley, is that? Yeah,
that's right.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, this cup was left in my papa's office when he was no longer able to come in, and they, at the time we were in the older building, it was 45 years old, and this was left in his office. I occupied his office for about a year or so before we built the new building, and this was left in there. And then on the back, it's got Wesley's rules of conduct. Of course, it's that's what's funny about it. And of course, there's some serious, there's some good stuff on here, but there's also some irony here that my name's Wesley, so the back's Wesley's Rules of Conduct, and of course, that's funny, but then it gets into some really good stuff. It says, do all the good you can by all the means you can and all the ways you can and all the places that you can to all the people you can, and do it as long as you ever can. So,
well, that's pretty good. I'm wondering, yeah. is the phone number for Sherathon on the back there, Wesley? 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We're in our last chance for you to participate, the last afternoon of Sherathon, just something that we do 2 times a year to raise support for the work of American Family Radio. So grateful to all of you who are on the air. And Wesley, actually, since Tuesday, when I announced that I was there, I've heard from several of our nurse listeners who are interested in my work in human trafficking and saying, what are you doing in this space and what can we do? And, you know, one of the things that I think is that as I deal with this, I mean, honestly, Wesley, it's really tough. It is hard. It is. There are heartbreaking stories for sure. But the hope I find in all of that is God's heart. God's heart is to rise up people to rescue the people that he loves. And we would just love for you to call in and support 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And we talked on Tuesday, Wesley, about American Family Radio partnering with 8 Days of Hope, who also does some amazing work in advocating for people who have experienced human trafficking.
Yeah, we did. We covered that. There was another thing that we covered, and this is where it kind of gets. I have a good news, bad news. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I don't know which one. I think I'm with the good news first.
All right, good news is that we have a $150,000 challenge from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. $150,000 challenge that began 8 or 9 minutes ago. It will go all the way to 5 p.m. Central Time. The challenge is where a group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they are now challenging you to come alongside them and their support with to AFA and AFR, and that's what a challenge is. The challenge is meant to incentivize and to often use as television and radio fundraising campaigns, and that's what we want to do. And so that's the good news. That's the good news.
Okay, that's great news.
That's great news. That's right. Bad news is...
Oh, no. Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Partially a confession, but I violated the very standard that I gave I had on Tuesday. Remember I said we don't need to complain?
Yes, we talked about being grateful and having gratitude.
Yeah,
and Did you fall down, Wesley?
I told you that was one of my two commandments. One of them's don't complain.
No.
Well, and I'm even referencing Philippians. Well, on Wednesday when you were not around, I had let my I let my guard down, and I complained that Walker, and every time he was on the radio, he had all these matches and challenges and add-ons and every time he was on the radio, Share-a-thon numbers were just going out the roof, and I just was like, "Now, how fair is this? You know, I'm following all these add-ons and challenges." Well, sure enough, I got rewarded for complaining, because when I got in the studio, Jonathan, the AFR director of AFR, he texted me and said, "It's your turn, $150,000 challenge from 2 to 5, and I'll be on from 2 to 4 today." So I mean, I kind of got rewarded for complaining. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, that's kind of good news, bad news, right? Like, it's great news that we have a challenge. It's bad news. We haven't met it. So you can call in and help us. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Help us to beat Wesley, you know, and of course, and Jesus' love, you know, we love him.
That's right.
It's just about a friendly rivalry between brothers. I'm the oldest of 5. Did you know that today is National Siblings Day, Wesley?
No, I did not know that. Okay,
today
good to know.
Is National Siblings Day. And so I think a little sibling rivalry would be great here. Call and help us to beat Wesley, beat Walker, because Walker is like the king of the challenges.
Oh, yeah.
877-616-2396. Help us to knock him off. Just good-naturedly.
Yes.
You know, good-naturedly.
And Christian competitiveness. Hey, back to your question, 8 Days of Hope.
Yeah.
So 8 Days of Hope, we've been partnering with them since their conception. We helped at the beginning get them off the ground. They're based. They got a couple different headquarters now, but they have a base, a headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where they have campuses all over the country. I probably say in the last couple of years, last 2 or 3 years, they began a division within 8 Days of Hope, working on building a safe house ministry, and that's what you were referring to. And they've done a wonderful job over the last couple of years. I'm reading here they've got 13 in 8 different states, I believe that is, 7 different counseling care spaces. One of them is called Safe Harbor. I've got to see the video to it, and we got to be a part of the launching of it. So they're doing really good work there. And I mentioned before, but being able to come alongside other ministries and share our platform who are doing things that are involved in ministries that are slightly different than what we're doing, or in some cases a lot different, but it's all ministry oriented, is really good. I'm glad you were able to be a part of that conference. Now, you said you were a speaker. Is it you were that was your role?
This week, yes, I'm I'm speaking at an international conference, sharing the work that we've done in schools, because human trafficking happens everywhere, all over the world. And you know, Wesley, I've been really fortunate to work in a lot of different places. I started off at the state level. I've testified on behalf of state bills and worked with the lieutenant governor and state legislators. And then I also have been to Washington, D.C., and I have stomped up and down the Hill, Capitol Hill, and advised the U.S. Congress on some federal legislation that they had that was really talking, you know, including healthcare in the response to human trafficking, because so many people who have been trafficked experience abuse or injuries or chronic illness, or just they have healthcare needs. And so I want to equip nurses, physicians, other healthcare providers to be able to respond. But I've also worked in Malaysia. I've worked with healthcare providers there. I've worked in Indonesia. I've worked in India, Australia, England, all over the world. And it's been really great to see God's heartbeat in that, and seeing that we live in a broken world. We do live in a fallen world where sin is, but God raises up warriors. And that has been really, really encouraging to me, for sure.
Amen. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net to help us continue to raise money to do the work that we're doing here at AFR. And we mentioned that right now, all the way to 5 p.m., is a $150,000 challenge. $150,000 challenge. There's obviously several groups or several individuals that make up a group of supporters who have come together and want to challenge you in that way. Now, yesterday on the program, I'm not sure how much you were able to catch up or hear anything about it, but I thought we did a really good job, in the sense that we tried to treat the show as if you were with us, as if it was your. We answered a couple of questions about marriage and family and kids, and while at the same time we also hosted Share-a-thon. So I was really I was really thinking and trying to do my best I could to fill in while you were in your absence.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you how it went, Wesley. And once again, if you're listening in, that number is 877-616-2396. I saw you and Tony on, and I was so grateful for that. I was wondering in my mind, are you going to behave? And I kind of hoped you did in a little bit, that you had a little bit of fun, right?
We did have fun, but we were focused. I mean, we definitely, it's hard for Tony and I not to have a little fun, but we didn't have as much fun as you probably would have guessed. We were pretty focused. We answered two questions yesterday.
Okay, what were they? I'm really interested to hear.
What are some of the spiritual habits that you lead your family in? So spiritual habits you lead your family in. Okay. I asked that for Tony. Then I asked him, what's some advice that you would give parents who have kids that use technology?
So what did he have to say?
He has shared.
Those are great questions.
Yep. The first question that he had, spiritual habits that he does to lead his family, he actually went so far to distinguish the difference between some of the smaller ones and some of, he would call some of the more difficult ones. Mm-hmm. And then on the third second question, what's some advice about technology? I gave him mine quickly. I was like, put him outside and lock the door. Put the kids outside and lock the door.
Now, I didn't know if you were talking about the kids or the phones, Wesley.
Yeah, hey, Lewis, that's a good answer for both, right? Put the phone outside and lock the door. Now, we joked about that. I do think there's a time and a place for technology and screen. I summarize it into screen time is what I called it, because you could be watching TV, but I wouldn't consider that necessarily technology like I would if you said a Nintendo or iPad. But just screen time in general, there's a time and a place for it. We tried, both of us, we had a lot of, we didn't even discuss or talk about it prior to the show. And we had a lot of the same, reactions and comments. We said that we try to use it, I wouldn't say you have to, cause you never have to use technology, but like, for example, when you're traveling and you're stuck in a car for multiple hours, or maybe it's a rainy day and we've exhausted all the board games and coloring books we can, you know, So that's another time to get out. And then there's just an opportunity for them to earn it based on if it's something they enjoy doing, if they can earn it through chores and through good behavior and grades and things like that, making them earn the time.
Well, I think that is great advice, and I'd love to talk to you more about technology because that is one of the most common questions that I get. It's just a real challenge facing families today, but we've got a challenge in front of you today to call in. We have, what did you say, $150,000 challenge?
$150,000.
877-616-2396. Help Wesley beat his brother Walker in honor of Siblings Day. That I can think of no better way. 877-616-2396. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Because of listeners like you, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies. Your $28 to sponsor one ultrasound doubled a baby's chance at life. Your tax-deductible gift saves lives. Please join us in this life-saving mission. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR. Will you take a moment and celebrate life with me? Last year, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies from abortion. Hi, this is Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, and I want to thank you for your partnership. Think about what you did. 67,000 babies are taking their first breath now because of you. Your $28 sponsored one ultrasound that was given to a woman as she was deciding about the future of her child. Once she saw her precious baby for the first time and heard their sweet heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubled. But Preborn's mission is not only to rescue babies' lives, but also to lead women to Christ. Last year, Preborn Network Clinic saw 8,900 women receive salvation. Your help is crucial to continue their life-saving work. Your caring, tax-deductible donation saves lives. So please be generous. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Your love can save a life. Preborn's whole mission is to rescue babies from abortion and lead their families to Christ. Last year, Preborn's network of clinics saw 8,900 mothers come to Christ. Please join us in this life-saving mission. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor. And my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues. And I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working. And I'm blessed by this radio station, Edified. And I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed. And with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. And we rejoice in God's promise to pour out his Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Welcome back, friends. We are here on the last afternoon of Share-a-thon. You will see I'm not joining in studio. I usually try to do that. I am the baby of the bunch as far as the American Family Radio lineup comes, because let me tell you, once people are on the radio, they love American Family Radio and they don't leave. It's very rare to have an opening. And I feel so blessed to have been able to join the lineup about a year and a half ago. And I'm so excited to be in Share-a-thon today. We have a $150,000 challenge for you to support this important work that we are doing and the work that I'm doing here every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And if you're listening on podcast, I am prescribing hope for healthy families. Call in to donate 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. I'm having so much trouble with that number. That's why I'm saying it a million times. 877-616-2396. If you donate $30 a month or more, you get this really nice padfolio that I have here in my hand that I'm using to take notes today. I'm a paper and pen kind of girl. I know my husband, the rocket scientist, he is very chagrined that he has not been able to convert me to a technological calendar or pretty much anything else. I still like sticky notes and I like paper, but that's okay. Wesley, what about you? Are you a fan of technology? We were just talking about the challenges of technology. How do you feel about technology helping you on your everyday?
Yeah, it obviously at times it can be very helpful from as far as organizing work. I don't do social media, so that's a different discussion for a different day. I don't get me on that one, but I don't do it. I think social media has its place also, but I don't do it for me personally. It was more is I don't know, harmful is the word. It was more unhealthy, I guess, for me than it was helpful. So I got rid of social media probably 10 years ago. But I have enough people close enough to me that's connected on social media that if there is anything that's like that would be helpful for me to know, they usually forward it to me or send it to me. But all right, so before I take too hard of a detour on social media,
okay.
Back to the question of just daily work life.
Yeah.
I find it very helpful. I use it. I don't enjoy learning about it because it seems to me as soon as I'm slower on learning that type of stuff anyway, so it seems to me by the time I've learned something or figured it out, then it's probably already changed, and therefore I get aggravated. So it's better for me, for my health, is I use it, and I'm thankful for it at work. On the other hand, and of course, I trust my IT department. If I have a question or need something, I go to them quite a bit. But I also, at the same time, I use AFR Padfolios all the time. So my desk is full of, you know, those little note cards that you would usually write on the front, like a Bible verse or an answer or a question from school, and on the back you'd put the answer. You remember those?
It's got flashcards.
Flashcard. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Uh huh.
Well, I use my desk is full of flashcards. Now, if I just feel like this is an ongoing thing, then usually I'll find a place on technology to put it. But full of flashcards, full of Padfolios. I like to write things down and then I like to mark them off. I like to visually and physically strike through a task that's been completed. It's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling. I have different color highlighters. There's just something about writing it down in my own handwriting. It drives my husband crazy because he says, why can't we use the technology calendar? But at the same time, he's one that doesn't use social media at all. So I feel we all have our embrace. There's so many pros and cons of technology. But if you're listening out there, hey, use the technology that you have in your smartphone and give us a call or go online. But call us and donate at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Call in. It is your last chance. We have a $150,000 challenge right now that we are trying to match. So call in and give it. And you know, Wesley, one of the things that impressed me about joining American Family Radio is that the technology is stout. It takes a lot of technology to run a radio station. And when there is an issue, I mean, you should see the board that we have, the cords, the microphone, the connection that we have. Even now I'm on the go. I'm at an international conference this week, Wesley, and I'm able to join right in. And when I first got all of this set up, I thought, how in the world am I going to do it? But thankfully, my husband showed me how. So thanks, honey. I appreciate you showing me how to use all the technology. So if you want to support that is all very expensive. Honestly, all of the technology it requires to be able to come on the air to you every single day. We'd love to have you participate. 877-616-2396. So here's my next question for you, Wesley. Do you and your siblings have a group text chat?
We do. But I got to do psyche. I'm sorry you're asking me questions and I got to take a detour. During the break, one of our co-workers, employees here at AFA came in the studio and said, please do me a favor. I said, anything. And they said, please give George Maduros a shout out. He just called in and donated during the first segment of this program that we were on, and he asked, could we give him a shout-out? And the reason is he's one of 8 Christians in Massachusetts that called in. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not the reason why. No, that's not the reason why. No, he is from Massachusetts, and he jokingly said there's probably nobody else from Massachusetts calling in and financially supporting the work of AFR that got us maybe have a smaller audience there, and he just joked about it and said, could you get on there and could you ask them to give me a shout out? So there we are. George Maduros, thank you from Massachusetts. Thank you so much for calling in and from all the way from Massachusetts.
Thank you, George. Thank you, George. You know, that reminds me, I had a fourth grade teacher, since we're taking a detour, Wesley. Mm-hmm. I had a fourth grade teacher from Massachusetts, and that's when I learned that people from Massachusetts put on everything.
Yeah,
so
okay.
My name was not Jessica, it was Jessica-er.
I learned that.
Here's a fun fact. So she was actually really good friends with Neil Armstrong. And of course, I grew up in Houston, and I have a very vivid memory one year of him coming to the school where his kids went to school. And I helped stack chairs in my fourth grade classroom with Neil Armstrong. How fun is that?
Wow. No way. So you were like in the same room with them, or like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. I grew up in Space City. You know, actually, we're taking a way
so
big
what's
detour,
the time?
But that's okay.
Let me ask you this. I wrote down the question. We'll come back to it.
Okay. All right. Good.
What would be the
on your
timeline?
Padfolio? Did you write it on your padfolio?
No, I wrote it on the sheet of paper that I gave you written permission a bit. To,
oh, well, okay.
Remember that
yes,
one?
Yes.
That's
I do.
I used.
I do. remember that. Yeah.
So what would be the timeline of you meeting him and him becoming the Lance Armstrong that everyone knows today?
No, Neil Armstrong,
I'm sorry,
the astronaut.
Not Lance.
Yeah, that's okay.
Neil Armstrong. Sorry.
A little different speed, a little different vehicles here, but that's okay. Yeah. So actually, it's kind of fun. I grew up in Space City, grew up in Clear Lake in the NASA area, and so grew up in and around astronauts all the time. And I really, the world was very small to me at that time. I didn't have the opportunity to travel much. I think my first big time out of the state was to Vicksburg, Mississippi, to visit some family. So I didn't go far. The world was pretty small, but I didn't realize until I kind of, you know, got out in the world that, hey, it's pretty cool to live around astronauts. That's not something that everybody gets to do. And so I'm a Gen Xer. So this would be in the 80s and the 90s and a little in the 70s. Okay, fine. I'll tell you, it was a little bit then too.
Nope.
But there was one time where I was doing an interview, and a local church let me have the interview at the church. They had a studio set up. And so I was doing it for a media outlet. And the person who was interviewing me was really fascinated with space culture. And we were talking about Apollo 13. And he said, have you ever met anybody from Apollo 13? I said, yeah, actually, you're sitting in the Sunday school class of one of the flight directors of Apollo 13.
Whoa,
so we were able to call him and have him come up there and talk with him. And it's really a blessing. I love being a Houston girl.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, you'll have to apologize. I woke up this morning early, about 4:30 or 5, and I've only had 2 cups of coffee. And
no.
I'm just kind of, at this point, I'm just kind of making up stuff. So as far as I'm concerned, Neil Armstrong, Lance Armstrong, it's all the same, okay? It's all the same. Would you say two different vehicles? You said that was funny.
Yeah, two different vehicles. Well, there was one time where one of my best friends, her dad was a space shuttle pilot. And after he got back from a mission, he was taking us to the mall and he got stopped for speeding, Wesley. Yeah. And he told the police officer, he said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm used to driving a vehicle that goes, I don't know, however many thousand miles an hour. I don't know exactly how fast the space shuttle goes.
Wow.
And he said, so it was hard to transition back to a Volvo.
Yeah,
and do you know he got off? He didn't get a ticket.
Good for him. Good for him. All right. Well, let me give out the number, and then we got to
okay.
get to the question.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Number.
We have really fallen down on our job. Okay. Y'all help us out. Have some pity on me and Wesley
out.
Today. All
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net to help us during this time of a $150,000 challenge for AFR Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon. $150,000 challenge, 877-616-2396. And if you have procrastinated, we would have told you on Tuesday, don't do that. But at this point, if you already have, now we're telling you don't wait any longer. You have a couple hours left till 5 p.m. is when the challenge ends, $150,000 challenge. So call in and make your pledge to help us continue the work that we're doing here at AFR.
Please do. Wesley and I are co-hosting today from halfway across the world. So show us some help here.
Some
support. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We're in the middle of a $150,000 challenge on the last day of Share-a-thon. And we have just really gone to the ends of the earth to be here for you. We would love to have you join us and be there for us. And so, Wesley, before we forget, go back to that question. So you have a group chat on text with your siblings. I want to know about that.
Does it have a name? Okay, more specifically, we have a family group text. So you said siblings, so I want to be specific.
Okay.
My siblings, we usually text individually. There's a few times throughout the year when we're trying to make sure we don't get the same gift for Father's Day or something like that, you know. We'll do a group text, but not daily, no, but our family text group is daily, or sometimes hourly. We're constantly either updating what we're doing for the weekend, you know, if we're traveling for baseball, or if we're got Easter lunch plans, or whatever it is for the week, we got that. And then, of course, mixed within dates and times of our gatherings, we've got all kind of funny things. Like there's just 11 grandchildren between the three of us, so they're all at different ages and phases, and there's always something. There's either something funny going on, or there's an update going on, or in this case, this past week, we celebrated, I mentioned this on Tuesday, we celebrated my daughter's baptism, and so that was on group, you know, that was our group chat for a while, so that's how we use it. It's used a lot, to answer your question.
Well, you can use your phone if you're listening and call in at 877-616-2396. Use your phone, call in, and participate in our $150,000 challenge on this last afternoon of Share-a-thon. I'm asking you from halfway across the world, 877-616-2396. So, Wesley, for me, I'm the oldest of five. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. They're 16. And so we're always like, pretty much our family group chat is whose baseball game or sports game is at what time, school performance, who's, you know, church event, like what is it? We're all trying to be there for each other's kids. And I'm really grateful that I live just like you do. I live really close to my brothers and sisters, and we get together on the major holidays, and it's really great. So I want to give a shout out to my siblings who are faithful listeners and supporters. And I'm really grateful for all of you. It is really a pleasure to be the oldest and to boss you around for my whole life.
That's right. I get to do a little bit of that now. Mine's a little bit more passive aggressive with Walker. I just let him think he's in charge all the while. You know, I kind of try to make everything his idea. I hope he's not listening. I just gave away.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was kind of feeling uncomfortable there.
But we like to have a good time. Hey, real quick, got a couple names here. We got Jeff from Mississippi, Guntown, Mississippi.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, you got Matt from Texas, Wilson from North
Carolina. Oh, Matt from Texas, yeah.
Abilene. Abilene, so that's going to be...
Abilene, up in the panhandle.
Yep, that's right. And then we have Mark from Texas, another Texas
there. Texas in the house. Let's, okay, here comes my obnoxious Texas.
Well, let's just get this out of the way. Texas leading the way. So,
Texas is leading the way.
You good now? You good now?
I'm really almost ashamed to admit it, but yeah. No, actually, I'm not.
They're leading the way.
Texas. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, right?
So now that we got that out of the way, we're just going to skip Texas people altogether, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Texas people call in 877-616-2396. I know we have a lot of listeners in Texas. Hey, call in, represent. I love all states, but I am a Texan, like born and raised. And it's been kind of hard to look back and see how many generations, but I know for sure at least seven. Mm-hmm. I think that have been in Texas. So I got deep Texas roots for sure.
Where would Randolph, Texas be?
Oh, gosh. Now you're going to ask me a pop quiz, and
I don't know.
This
either.
Is so embarrassing. Yeah. Randolph, I don't know where Randolph, Texas is, but I'm about to look it up and find out.
We got a caller from Randolph, Texas that's called in and given. Let me point this out as well. We've got 15,000. I want to get your comments on this. 15,113.
Okay, Trinity County, that's where it is.
Okay, so where would that be?
It says Fannin County, like up in East Texas. Like if you're looking at Texas and you see the panhandle, to the right of that, like right by Oklahoma. That's what it looks like.
Gotcha.
So if you're calling in from Randolph, I'm hoping I'm getting that right. And I thought, I know like all of the counties in Texas and... I just didn't know Randolph, but now I do.
15,119 individual givers, which would be representing families. Something that I have observed over the years of traveling and meeting our supporters, and myself included, putting it all together, 11 years worth of it, I've noticed just how Satan will make you feel as if you're the only one that cares about and then fill in the blank from a conservative perspective, when in reality I'm looking right here, just over 2 days, 15,000 families have taken the time to call in and participate and share it. Then what's that number?
877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Call in, help me and Wesley out. We would love to contribute to this $150,000 challenge on the last day of Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. That's the number, Wesley.
Amen. All right. We'll be back after this short break. Go to AFR.net, and help us during this last chance challenge, $150,000 challenge. We will see you right after this break.
We'll see you.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
When Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, what Paul was saying is everything that you teach in the church has to be rooted in Scripture. Now, I believe very strongly that it has to be rooted in Scripture. It has to be applied to each generation, so the applications may change. But the basic doctrines, the teachings, have to be the foundation of everything that we preach. So it's not a matter of human ideas. It is actually a matter of being committed to the integrity of Scripture, studying it in context, so that we can say with authority that what we are teaching is based on God's Word, not our ideas, nor our word.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
As I think about my role here at AFA as a board member and then a staff member and a part of the leadership, I've seen a lot of changes. But one thing has always remained the same, and that is our mission. The mission here at AFA is one that's of vital importance, especially as I think about the turmoil that our nation is facing today. I think about this pleading prayer from Psalm 85:6, which says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you?" You know, the problems we're facing today are just too large for human understanding. It seems like culturally we're becoming more and more secular, and we just need God's intervention in our nation today more than ever before. I don't know about you, but I just feel helpless in this battle. I know we all want to be involved politically and do our part to be salt and light, but we know that only God can save our nation. Thankfully, though, history has recorded periods of obedience when God's people have awakened and allowed His Spirit to take control. When we get serious, history has recorded that God gets serious. On several occasions, God has poured out His Spirit and entire cities have turned to Him. I think about the moral impact of the first Great Awakening in this country back in 1734, and it's often accredited with laying the foundation for the formation of our system of government after the American Revolution. As I think about the second Great Awakening in 1790, when the power of God fell from heaven, believers lay prostrate before the Lord in repentance, and society was transformed, spilled out of the church into the world. You know, the stresses and woes of our nation today are comparable to critical times in our nation in the past. And I just believe it could happen again. We've seen Him save our country in the past. And I urge us in this fall share-a-thon to call on God to do it again. We just need a new work of God for a new generation so the world may know there is indeed a God who lives and who empowers and who changes the destiny of those who call on Him.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state. And I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials. And just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to this last afternoon of Share-a-thon. We are in the middle of a $150,000 challenge. We would love to have you call in and participate. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I'm joining you from halfway across the world. I'm at an international conference presenting some of the work I've done as a professor in the anti-human trafficking advocacy space, which is primarily what I do. And thank you so much to all of you who have expressed your support for that. We have done several episodes in the past talking about human trafficking, what it looks like in this community. We've talked with other organizations that AFA supports, like 8 Days of Hope. I would encourage you to go back and look at that episode list, look at the podcast list, and find those about human trafficking. And you know, Wesley, it has been so gratifying because I do feel like God has granted me favor in in the work that I've been doing in that. And I look at, you know, my office when I'm at home and I see the awards that I've gotten, Texas Nurse Practitioner of the Year, Advocate of the Year, and I've never felt so bad to get an award. I don't want to get an award for this work because what I want is for people to be reached. But those, all of that pathway has really led me here to the microphone at American Family Radio. And I'm able to talk about all of those upstream protective factors, all of those things that we can do to prescribe hope for healthy families and prevent families from experiencing some of those awful things that can happen in this world. And so I am just so thrilled to be here prescribing hope for healthy families. If you have been helped by that, we would love for you to call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And Wesley, as it is Siblings Day, I feel like you are my brother in Christ. We tease each other. We have had some moments here where, you spilled your drink on my show. I gave you a sippy cup.
I still can't believe you call that a sippy cup. That is such a older sister talking down to his
Isn't
brother.
It?
Yes,
I
that's
know.
Exactly
well,
what
I
that
am
is.
Older than you.
Older,
I know,
yeah.
I'm older than you.
Sippy
but let's
cup.
Help
I have
us
that, by
be
the way.
Walker. You do?
Yeah,
well,
but
maybe you should be using it today. I don't know. I can't see your John Wesley cup. I don't know.
This John Wesley cup's like a weapon. It's heavy. It's not going anywhere. You fill it up, and you don't even have to have any liquid in there. It's not turning over. I mean, you would have to. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
That's good.
That little foam cup I had, that was just a mistake. I knew better than that. For those that don't know what we're talking about, was this time last
the
year?
The first.
Or the one before
it was the very
that.
First Share-a-thon. Well, here, let me step in here, Wesley.
Go ahead.
So it was my first Share-a-thon, and I didn't know what I was walking into. I'm brand new, just still a baby, which I enjoy being like, considered the youngest in any stage
That's
of
right.
my life now. So I'm the youngest on the block for AFR, and they said, oh, you're going to need some help. We'll have Wesley come and help you. He knows what he's doing. He's an expert, he's a pro. Like, it'll be fine. So we went and sat down, and it wasn't even the first 30 seconds that your coffee went all over the radio equipment. It was the perfect thing to set me at ease, though, Wesley. I felt like, okay, I belong here. These are my people.
Yeah, and you realize that life moved on. Everybody was okay. The old expression, don't cry over spilt milk. We're easy around here. Now, we are from Mississippi, so we are more laid back. But, yeah, we've got our priorities in order as it relates to what's going to cause us to get worked up, and spilling coffee is not one of them. Hey, I want to mention this, though. In our lineup of radio programming, we want to continue to fulfill our mission that God gave my Pawpaw Don Wildman, and we're carrying it on. And the mission is to inform, equip, and to activate individuals and families to transform American culture, both here in the church, but also in the broader sense across the country, across the world. So, in doing so, we provide a variety of different radio programs. For the faithful listeners or regular listeners, you already know this, but let me just remind you, we cover things from politics, culture, entertainment, education. We cover a variety of different things. But to help us fulfill one of the other core values that we share, which is marriage and family, right toward the middle half of the day, or the second half of the day, we offer this programming with Dr. Peck, the Dr. Nurse Mom program, where she covers a heavy amount of marriage and family. And so this helps us fulfill the very thing and gives us a holistic approach, a complete worldview approach to everyday life and how we should live as Christians. I know it's so easy for us as Christians to find areas in which we either are more comfortable with or more passionate about. But as Christians, while we do need to maximize an area that we're good at and as far as teaching and helping, in reality, though, as Christians, we need to be as versed as possible in every area of life, because as Christians, we're not – I mentioned this on Tuesday with you, but one of the things that my wife and I do well, and I also mentioned some things we need to work on, we do well, is we don't leave our Christianity at the door at home or at work or in public or – travel baseball. We don't leave it anywhere. We take it with us. We pray, do devotions, and we consider the biblical principles to being on time and responsible and all these things. And that's what, with your programming, it helps AFA have that holistic approach, that complete worldview. And so it really completes the lineup ever since we've added you to this. I know you're not supposed to, you don't want to comment because, but I'm bragging on you, but the content is good and it helps us fulfill our mission. So for that reason, please call in 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net and help us during this last chance challenge, $150,000 challenge. Go ahead, Jessica.
Well, Wesley, I will take those compliments, and I thank you so very much. I hope Walker was listening because, you know.
He actually just walked by. I think he is.
Oh, he did? Okay, good, yeah, good. Did you hear that? Okay, can you write that on my little note that you gave me? Also, Jessica's doing a good job.
That's a P.S., yeah.
But I really want our listeners to know that my producer and I, Stephanie, we think every single day about the best way to serve them. Mm-hmm. How can we meet them where they are? How can we provide them encouragement? How can we let them know you're not alone? There are other people who have this struggle. There's help. There's hope. Here's some resources. Here's other people who are praying alongside you. That is really encouraging to me. Amen. And if you have been encouraged by that, call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And Wesley, one of the things that I've talked about with you is the fact that American Family Association really is about the family. Mm-hmm. There are so many families who work together, and I was able to interview you and Wesley together, and then Riley the next day. We've already established Riley was Papa's favorite, and mm-hmm. I will hold on to that forever because I've heard a lot of people saying that, you know, laughing about that. But it's been great because I've been able to have my daughter on the show. She's been a guest. We've been sharing some of our journey and what we've learned together as a mother-daughter team. I've had my sister on the show. I have a sister who is also a pediatric nurse practitioner. How fun is that? Oh, and we've been able to have some really great conversations. And actually, one of the conversations we had was about child abuse prevention. Tough topic, but April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And so we've been talking about every parent who loves the Lord wants to keep their child safe from abuse and from things that happen. And so these are tough topics sometimes, Wesley, mm-hmm. that we have to talk about. But I really don't want to give a fear-based approach. I want listeners to walk away from our show feeling faith-informed, feeling like God has equipped them for such a time as this, and they can navigate any threat that is coming against their family, and they can find help and hope here to do that. And if you have been helped and found hope on this, we ask you to call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. So just thank you, Wesley. You all have been so welcoming to me. I always say I feel like if I could bring our listeners a casserole, like, That's my impulse. That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Well, they can bring us some help by calling in 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. We're just going to go down a couple names here. I'm not sure if you're able to see these. You got Christopher from Illinois, Michael from Mississippi, Richard from Arkansas. We got Sheila from Ohio, Kenneth from Georgia. We have Pam from Tennessee. We have Dan from Indiana. And these are just a couple of those that have just called in most recently in the last 15 minutes to give their donation to help help us with the challenge. The last chance challenge, $150,000, all the way up until 5 p.m. Central Time. We got just a couple minutes left on this program. If you would like to call in and financially support, we are, before I give the number out, I know most people maybe know this, but just a reminder, we don't get any government funding of any kind, and we're not for profit. Okay. So we're nonprofit. So we're the work that you do, the work that we do on your behalf, whether that be through radio, through video, through magazines, written content. We even send speakers and pastors that go represent our views in D.C. from the pulpit. There's all kind of ways that we represent your ideas and your thoughts and a biblical worldview outside of just the radio, although that's a large part. And in order to do that, we are 100% dependent upon individual families and individuals and families to financially support the work we do. And you can do so through calling 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
Hey, and you read out all those names, Wesley. And what happened to all my Texas people?
I skipped them.
Ohio, Illinois. Oh, you skipped them. Okay. Y'all call in so much that he can't skip.
I can't
877-616-2396. Now, we won't even get into talking about the rivalries within Texas. You know, I hear my boys have been talking all about this Luka trade, and I finally said, What is that? I don't know. I can only have time to keep up with stuff. I know some people have already groaned and started throwing socks at the radio. You know, no, we can't talk about that. But wherever you are, whatever you are doing this afternoon, you know, Wesley, we have had listeners call in and write in. We have listeners who are truck drivers who are driving across the country right now, delivering really critical supplies that we need. We have some that are in law enforcement who are patrolling the streets every day. We have teachers who listen in. We have an army of grannies who listen in at this time who are sitting in the carpool line waiting to pick up their kids from school. We have people who are at work and working in an office and tuning in to listen. We have people who are at home who are, you know, walking the dog or working in the garden, all kinds. And it's so encouraging, just like you've said so many times, Wesley, to know all of these people all over the country. Actually, I have a map in my studio at home where I mark where we have people calling in from or people listening or if we have a giveaway. And it's just so encouraging to see, hey, this is all over the country. You can call in 877-616-2396. We would love to have you participate on this last afternoon of Share-a-thon. Are we doing good?
Yeah, we're doing good. 15,248 individuals and or families that have called in to pledge their commitment and their support to the content that we provide on AFR. And, you know, if you think about it, I know for some, Monday or Tuesday through Thursday, if you've given on Tuesday, you're thinking, when is this going to end? We know it's going to end Thursday. That's today, this afternoon at 5:00. Mm-hmm. However, just to provide a little bit of context, trying to get in the shoes of some listeners here, we only do this 6 days out of 365, three in the fall, three in the spring, where we are unashamedly taking a break from the content to say we are fundraising. We're passing the offering plate like churches do every Sunday. You know, we're taking the offering plate. We're passing around saying, we want to continue to work. Now, I also want to recognize how good our audience is because they have done so well for us we're able to only have to take a couple of days a year. We don't have to do this weekly or monthly because they come. That when push comes to shove, they come. They show up.
Well, and I'd like to thank Richard, my board operator, Cole, who operates the video for us, Sandy, our call screener, Stephanie, who's my producer. It takes a whole village just to put on this one show. And that's not even counting all the people behind the scenes, working the desk, manning the phones, turning on the lights, all of those things that are so important. Thank you so much for your support. 877-616-2396. Hey, listen, tomorrow I'm going to be live. I have a new show for you. Tomorrow we'll be talking about 52 Habits for Healthy Families. So don't miss it, even though Share-a-thon's over. I'll see you tomorrow talking about the habit of the week, writing letters. See you then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.